Today, inshallah, like I mentioned yesterday, what I talked about yesterday in terms of when a question is asked and the answer is given, then at that time accepting that answer and taking it and abiding by it. And I mentioned about how what I would talk about today would tie into that. And it definitely is not an easy subject to discuss sometimes, and it can come off a bit harsh to people sometimes, and that's only because a lot of us unfortunately are involved in this sin. And that is the issue of interest in riba, as Allah refers to it in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions that He has permitted us, He has allowed us, He has made it lawful for us to engage in business and make money. But He has made it impermissible, haram, for us to deal in transactions which include interest and which involve interest. And this is something Allah has stated very clearly in the Quran. This is not a matter of interpretation. This is not the tafsir of some scholar. This is not the issue of a mazhab of fiqh. This is something directly from the Quran. And very, very clear language. That Allah clearly uses the word halal and He uses the word haram. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom and knowledge must have known. He knew that later on people would come in their weaknesses. They would try to, you know, look for different ways out and try to look for conveniences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly spoke about this. And which one of us, the first and foremost question we have to ask ourselves, which one of us go to work every day or are in business to lose money? No one is. Every single person here who goes to work every day, every single person who opens a shop in the morning, every single person who conducts business, does it to make money, right? And increase in wealth. That's the objective. So Allah tells us right there in Surah Al-Baqarah, right after He mentions this, He tells us right then and there, that if you want your money to increase, then do not indulge in that transactions of interest. Make sure your income, your earnings are halal, and then spend in sadaqah. Spend in charity. And on the other hand, if you want to strip your wealth and your earnings of barakah and blessing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, deal in interest. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرُبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah has declared it. It's a law that Allah has set. Just like He has set the law that in the morning the sun will rise and in the evening the sun will set and it will become dark. Likewise in the Quran, no different, Allah has set down the law and the rule that a person who will give in sadaqah, his money will increase. The calculator might tell him otherwise, that I have $100 in my pocket and I've just put 50 into the sadaqah box. So now I have 50. But Allah is saying your money will increase. And a person who will deal in interest, riba, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no matter what your calculator is telling you, your wealth is decreasing. It has no barakah, it has no blessing. And this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made very, very clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes, and this is an issue of iman, and taqwa, and tawakkul, relying upon Allah. People say, brother, it's impossible today. It's impossible to make a living. It's impossible to do business. You can't function. You can't do things. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُ مَخْرَجًا. Remember on the first day I mentioned, this month is the month of taqwa. It's where you build taqwa. And Allah says, if you have taqwa, meaning you're aware of Me and what I told you to do and what I told you not to do, you keep that in front of you and you live your life accordingly, Allah says, I will make a way for you. I will make a way for you. Allah is guaranteeing it. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ. I will sustain you from places and means you couldn't even imagine. I will sustain you in ways you can't even imagine. But just live by My code. Trust in Me. Obey Me and then trust Me. I will take care of you. The next question is, some people say, brother, I'm already in that situation now. Now, you know, you're already in the mix, you're already there, just keep going as it's going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the surah we're reciting right now, لَا تَأْكُلُ الرِّبَاءَ أَضْعَفًا مُضَاعَفًا. Don't keep compounding that problem then. Just because you've done wrong once doesn't mean you should do it again. Don't keep compounding the problem, increasing it, one on top of another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, He says, وَتَقُلُّ I've only given you these instructions, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you can be successful. وَتَقُلُّ النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, and be fearful of the fire. So Allah's telling us the two choices. And then finally, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, after the message has come, after the point has been made, after everyone has understood and listened and completely comprehended what is being told to them, if you still indulge in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. Leave it now. Whatever it's left in your life, whatever remnants of even that dealing or that transaction you have in your life, leave it. Remove it from your life. وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are believers. Why? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't do so, and you go about your business, you've heard it, it went one year and it went in one year and came out the other, and you go about your business as you were before, Allah says, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, now you are at war with me and my Prophet. Allah says this. That now declare, announce, prepare for war against Allah and His Prophet. These are the words of the Quran. This is Allah speaking to all of us. So this is something, another practical. Now you can talk about this. This is a broad subject and a big topic. But Ramadan is the time of change. Ramadan is the month to change our lives. To do tawbah, to do istighfar, to repent, to change our lives. This is the month when we can, I'm for sure, someone who has already been dealing for 20 years in this way, in one month, won't be able to completely turn his whole life over. It'll take time, but initiate that change in Ramadan. Make that firm intention now, wake up tomorrow morning with the resolve, I will set out to start correcting these things. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessing of this month, through the dua that you make at the time of suhoor and iftar, through the fasting, through the taraweeh, through the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. So this is something we should all take to heart, and we should all take seriously and take home with us tonight. May Allah give us the ability to practice. Amen.